Jack Robinson joins us. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We get together on Friday mornings and talk business. Big story this week, the Sacramento Kings and Golden One Credit Union agreed to a naming rights deal. That means the new downtown arena is now called Golden One Center. But how can Golden One do this without getting approval from its members? I mean, they call the people who have accounts, you know, checking and savings accounts with them, they call them member owners. So how do they, didn't they have to get their permission first, or how does that work?
Golden One is indeed a nonprofit, member-owned cooperative, but it operates really pretty much like a company. You know, members do elect directors and they vote on bylaw changes, but they don't get involved in management decisions, and that's really what this is. I haven't seen any evidence to suggest members are unhappy with this deal, but it's early days yet still. The credit union is reportedly paying the team $120 million over 20 years, but arguably it gets some benefits in return.
Yeah, what are some of those benefits? I mean, the Kings get money, but what does the credit union get?
Well, mainly it gets visibility. You know, the thinking here is that naming a major sports palace after your company creates brand awareness and positive associations. That, in theory, of course, means more business. This is sort of hard to prove, though, what those benefits are. It's sort of like proving, you know, that putting public money into an arena brings economic benefits to the city. Either way, you know, the argument seems plausible, but it's hard to measure results. There are some direct benefits to Golden One members. They get perks at games, like season ticket holders, for example, and they get to share some pride of ownership in the arena. It's a sort of a psychic benefit, but I think that's still worth something.
In Midtown Sacramento, that big new apartment building at 16th and P Streets is now open. And I heard this place has an automatic parking mechanism. How does that work?
That's kind of the coolest feature to my mind of this building. This is a six-story mixed-use project built on the site of that old rundown motel in the heart of Midtown. Developer Bay Mary and his partners were aiming at the upper end of the rental market here. Apartments go for $2,000 to up to $4,500 a month. But you get a lot for your money. Part of it is that parking mechanism. It's sort of like a you drive into a metal stall and your car gets sort of lifted up to a second level, and that way it can pack more cars into the garage. You see these kinds of mechanisms in big cities, but this is the first in Sacramento.
There was another business story this week about a new medical school that just won accreditation, and it's tucked away in Elk Grove.
This has been something of an improbable story for years, but backers of the school seem to have pulled it off. It's a for-profit school founded by local doctors. It's called California North State University. It already operates a pharmacy school that was in Rancho Cordova and has recently moved to their new campus in Elk Grove. And now it's got the green light to accept medical school students starting this fall. So school says it can attract qualified students who haven't already been admitted to other schools, even though it's only got, you know, what, 3 months to go. So it expects to start with up to 60 students paying $55,000 a year. You know, naturally, there are some skeptics about this, but many in the medical community are all in favor of this school. They say we need all the doctors we can get.
And the CEO of Waste Connections, that's that big public company that moved its headquarters from Folsom to Texas a few years ago, he's back in the news.
Ron Mittelstaedt, who became an outspoken critic of California's business climate when he was here, he moved his company headquarters, as you say, to a suburb of Houston in 2011, and it was a big blow. That was our biggest public company at the time. So now the news is that Mittelstaedt recently bought a house in El Dorado Hills for nearly $3 million. He tells us he just bought it as a place for his family to stay when they're visiting and as an investment. He still thinks California is a terrible place to do business, and he isn't moving the company back. But there's obviously some irony here, but I think it does say something about the pros and cons of California.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.